Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and as always, I am joined by my co-host Christian Castain. We hope to have John Butler back for a recap show at some point next week, but we don't know. John is somewhat of a mysterious entity who floats throughout the corporeal universe looking for places to go and things to see, so we never know if he'll be with us or not, but hopefully he will rejoin us for next week. But for right now, we have an exciting slate of week two football games to get to, plus we finally have our prize drawing that we will announce at the end of the show. So stay tuned, and we'll get that out there, and then we'll tweet you out tomorrow. But listen to the show, and you'll figure out who you are. But we will tweet you out by Sunday. So without further ado, you can find this. I wrote an article called 15 Questions for Week 2. And we're just going to go over those, and we're going to preview every single game, have a lot of fun. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm grinding along. A little bit tired. It's Friday. There's things to be having done right about now. Well, let's get right into it. Okay, so let me ask the first question here. And my question is this. Can the Browns keep taking steps forward? They play the Ravens this week. DeShone Kizer, in my opinion, looked very good last week. His one pick was kind of a head-scratcher. But other than the fact that sometimes he holds the ball a little too long, he's not making those killer mistakes, and he's finally kind of a big NFC North quarterback. I really like what he has to offer. I don't think that the Browns can win this game, but I think they can hold. I think that the Ravens offense can't score that many points, and although I think the defense will win this game for them, I think that the Browns can hold this game to another 3-point contest. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I do think they can keep it close, but you're missing Myles Garrett, which is, in my opinion, their best defensive player, even though he's a rookie, I know, but he is, if it's not the best, he's the second best. And I just don't think they're going to get enough pass rush on Joe Flacco to be able to win this game. I really don't. The offense, I want to press the brakes on DeShone Kizer. We saw him week one. He looked pretty good, or I would say he looked at worst average. You kept it close against the Steelers, which is it's a really good football team, and you held them to 21 points. The Browns are improving, but they're not there yet. I don't think they can beat the Ravens this week. I'm going to take the Ravens 17-10.
All right. Good stuff. Well, moving on to our next question, and this question is really just, it's kind of a no-brainer. Is Cardinals-Colts the worst game of the year, period, or are we going to see a worse one? I'd have to probably say it's the worst game of the year. And then, Chris, why don't you give me your pick?
You say the worst game of the year.
Game of the year.
I think we've already seen the worst game of the year. I don't think that Cardinals offense is going to be – it's closer to the Colts offense than it is the Rams. We can say that right now. I actually say the game's going to stay kind of close. I have no trust in Carson Palmer. Zero. None at all.
His arm looks dead. I went back and watched a little bit of that game, and his arm looks shot.
Yeah, he threw four picks in that game. This is going off of them. I'm going to say 20-7 Cardinals, and Carson Palmer throws two picks.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think that's a good pick. I'd probably go about the same score line. I'll let you go next. What's one big question you have about the week two games?
The New England Patriots, defensively and offensively, have their problems been solved?
I think that Bill Belichick does such a great job of getting his teams gelled and ready to go. For me, I have no doubt that the Patriots are gonna win this game. And if I feel kind of cheapened making this my end zone lock of a week, but I really don't. I'm not gonna use it here, but I guess if I wanted an easy win for that, I would. I think they're gonna come out guns blazing. I think the Saints offense is gonna also fix the problems that they had against Minnesota's defense because, of course, the New England Patriots do not have as great a defense as the Vikings do. They have not nearly as many pieces. I think another interesting thing to watch is the Saints defense. I get they looked really bad in week one, but they have a lot of new players, and I'm not willing to say they're one of the best in the league, but I don't think you can call them one of the worst in the league quite yet. I think you got to give them about 3 or 4 weeks to gel.
Yeah, I would agree, but I do. As far as the Saints go, the defense is one of the worst in the NFL because that Vikings offensive line is overrated. Sam Bradford's overrated, but
I
what else
don't
can
think so. I think that, and we'll get to this later, but I think that offensive line for the Vikings is fixed.
you say? We can talk about that in a little bit. Like you said, but I want to get into the Patriots. Here's my problem with the Patriots. They have so many injuries right now on the offense and defense. I'm concerned. I know they'll be ready for the football game. I know it's in New Orleans, and that's what scares me, or that's what would make me worried if I were a Patriots fan. I can't see them losing, but offensively, their problems are going to look fixed because it's against the Saints defense. The Saints defense is not very good. So don't say, I wouldn't say the Patriots offense is improved if they score 35 against the New Orleans Saints because that's not necessarily true. Hold the brakes, let them play a good defense, and then we can talk about the Patriots offense then. Defensively, I'm really concerned, more so than on the offense. On defense, you're missing Deontay Hightower, which is your best defensive player. He is the guy on that defense. I can't for the pick for this game. I'm gonna go with Patriots 23-20. This isn't a lot though.
I'm gonna for our next question and our next game, I'm gonna steal your question and answer it. What are the Vikings? Are they for real or are they not? I think that Vikings Steelers is one of the best games of the week. I really do believe that Vikings offensive line is fixed. And yes, I get it. It's the Saints defense, and Sam Bradford may not have games like that every single week, but when they started 6-0 last week, it was because last year, it was because they could keep Bradford protected. I'm gonna go a little bit of a surprise here. I'm gonna go with the Vikings just because I don't think the Steelers are quite all there on offense yet. I think it's gonna take one more week, and against this defense especially, I'm not sure if they're all gonna be there. I think next week it all starts to kind of come together for the Steelers and they start taking off. But for right now, I'm taking the Vikings here. What about you?
I'm gonna start with the Vikings. They have all the pieces to be a very good offense. They do. You have Stephon Diggs, you have the pieces there. It's just that offensive line, I'm not sure. And maybe I'm discrediting them too much because they played the Saints' defense. I just don't see how you could say that the Saints' defense has improved from last season. And with that being said, and I'm not saying you said it, I'm just saying I don't see how they could be improved. And the Steelers aren't fully there yet either. I agree with you there. I'm going to take, give me, you're going to be surprised, but I'm going to take Vikings 23-20 as well. And now that might not be the score, but that's what I'm going to say right now. It's going to be a close game.
All right, let's get two pretty easy knockout games out of the way here. Raiders-Jets, I don't think there's many questions that really have theirs to be asked there, other than how many points do you think the Raiders can put up on the Jets? I think that the Jets might score one touchdown, but I'm going to say 42-10 Raiders.
35-7 Raiders.
All right.
So we're close. We're close.
So a team that did not play in week one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, travel to Chicago. I believe that game's at Chicago. I could be wrong, but
it is.
It is at Chicago. So the Buccaneers travel to Chicago off of their week one bye. What kind of Buccaneers team are we going to see? Are they going to look rusty or slow, or are they going to be uber motivated because they had an extra week? We've never seen a team like this before that has had a week one bye. So what do you think they're going to come out and look like?
First off, let me correct myself. The game is being played in Tampa Bay. So we were wrong there, I'm really not sure. In the preseason, they did not look good. I wasn't impressed at all, but it's the preseason. And I don't think they'll be – it's tough. It is really tough. I don't think they'll be that rusty. I can see some of them being a little rusty because you have a week one bye, which really sucks for that team. Them and the Miami Dolphins, it sucks. But I'm not sure. I'm really not. Defensively, I think they'll start slow and then gradually improve. And that's why I'm going to take a stunning pick here. I'm going to pick the Bears 27-24.
That your upset of the week?
Yep, upset of the week.
All right. Well, I think I gotta take the Buccaneers. I think that they're gonna be rested. I think it might be closer than people think. I think you're right. I think the Bears have, especially on defense, a lot of pieces that could make for the kind of games we saw, like against Atlanta last week, where they really surprise people and keep it close until the end. But in the end, who are they gonna throw to? They're out of receivers. I mean, Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard are good, but you can't run the ball 1,000 times a game and win in this league. And their defense isn't great enough to carry them to victories. So I'm going to go with the
– in this game, I think they will be. That defense is really improved this season. I was impressed with what I saw when they played Atlanta. Holding Atlanta to 21 points, I mean – I got to give it to the defense. And if this were being played in Chicago, I probably would have took the Bears by about 7 points.
All right. Next game, and I think this is one of the most exciting games of the week. Chiefs-Eagles. Of course, the Chiefs went into Foxborough and played just about as well as you could ask any team to play against the Patriots. And the Eagles beat the Redskins last week, and Carson Wentz looked really good. These are two quarterbacks, one older and one younger, who are still kind of finding out what they're going to be this year. Which one of these – let's play a little bit of what's more likely here. What's more likely? Alex Smith throws 4 yards or throws four touchdowns, 4 yards, throws four touchdowns, or Carson Wentz throws for 4,000 yards. What's more likely?
In the season?
In this game.
Okay, so you meant 400 yards, right?
400 yards, my bad.
You're good. I'm gonna. What was the Alex Smith choice?
Four touchdowns.
I'm gonna take the 400 yards from Carson Wentz. Four touchdowns is gonna be pretty rough against that improved Eagles defense. No way, I'm gonna easily take the 400 yards.
See, I think you could be wrong there because the Chiefs still have pieces in the secondary even without Eric Berry. When Ronald Darby went down, their cornerback core there in Philadelphia is weak. They don't have another all-star cornerback to cover, and even though their pass rush is really good, if they can give Smith enough time to make throws, I think he could carve this defense up potentially. And I think that Kareem Hunt is going to be slowed down in this game by that Eagles pass rush. And I don't think he's going to be as much of a factor. But I think Alex Smith is going to have another big day.
I think Alex Smith's Thursday night football game was a once a year thing. He hasn't proven it, so why am I to expect he's gonna have another great game against a improved Eagles defense? Like four touchdowns, that's gonna be. I don't see it. I just don't see it there in Alex Smith. I mean, especially against that Eagles front seven. I mean, my goodness, that is a very good front seven. Not one of the best. It's not top five or anything, but it's really good.
Originally on our PSF pick 'em piece, I picked the Eagles, but the more I thought about it, ruminated on this matchup, I'm going to change my pick, and I'm so confident that this will be my end zone lock of the week. I think the Chiefs beat the Eagles, and that's going to be my lock of the week.
Wow.
So what about you, Chris? Who are you taking here?
Well, I'm surprised of your pick. You've been on the Eagles bandwagon pretty rough. I'm really surprised you changed.
I like Carson Wentz. I just don't. Justin Houston had his best game in 2 years against the Patriots. I think that he and Dee Ford and that entire front seven can continue to bring pressure on the quarterback. I get it. Eric Berry's gone, and he was a huge part of that secondary. But they've probably got the best young cornerback in the league in Marcus Peters on that team, and he is a shutdown corner. I don't think, I think that Wentz is going to have a good game, but I don't think he can keep up with the firepower that the
Yes.
Chiefs have on offense.
That's why I'm gonna take the veteran quarterback here. I'm gonna take Kansas City with, I'm gonna say it's gonna be like 30-24. Like Alex Smith is not gonna have four touchdowns. but Carson Wentz, I'm just not sold on him 100%. He's gonna be good one day, but it's not this year.
Right.
Or
What's
this
the
game
next
in
game?
particular.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking Kansas City 30-24.
Awesome. Why don't you give us our next question?
Sure. Let's talk about the Dolphins. We didn't see them in week one either. What do you think about them?
Well, they're running up against the Chargers. You know how I feel about the Chargers. I really think that the Chargers, I get that they lost that Monday night game and it was an embarrassment, but I think that the Dolphins are not the Broncos defense, and I think that I like Jay Cutler a lot when he plays in the league. I think the NFL's funner when Jay Cutler plays, but I still haven't seen him make all the throws yet. Like, I think he wants to play football. I think that he wants to play in Miami. I think he wants to play for Gase. I think he can do well, but I think it's going to take him a little time to get warmed back up. So, surprise, surprise, I'm taking the Chargers here.
The Chargers always find a way to choke. Always. And that's why I cannot pick the Chargers. I can't do it. I don't. Just something always goes wrong with the Chargers. Like Monday night. You kicked a field goal. You made that field goal, but the timeout came. Something came up. Something always goes wrong. And that's why I'm going to take the Dolphins. And it's probably going to be a low scoring game. Probably 17 to 13-ish game. I'm not going to say. It's going to be about 5-point, 7-point game. And your point on Jay Cutler is correct, but I think he'll show up enough to beat that Chargers team, which always chokes. I mean, and I
All
thought it
right.
was just a 1 year thing, but it looks like it's continuing into this year because something went wrong, as it
Yeah.
always does.
All right. Quick little pick'em game. Seahawks 49ers. I get that Seahawks offensive line is really bad. But do you think the 49ers defense could give that, especially their defensive line, could give Seattle's offensive line trouble?
23-3. No.
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 I'm taking the Seahawks too. I don't have I should come with prepared score lines next week. But yeah, that's 23-3 sounds about right to me too. Moving on to the Rams and the Redskins. Jared Goff had a great week last week. Really an announcement that he had arrived to the league. He went 21 of 29 for 306 yards and a touchdown throw. Todd Gurley didn't look great, but he came up with some decent runs. I want to see more out of Todd Gurley this week. He hasn't really been himself since his rookie year. I hope that he can get that fixed because I think they're such an exciting team when they have him. And I'm gonna take the I'm going to take the Rams here. And it's just because I don't trust the Washington offense. I think they're a mess. I think they're gonna be found out again once again this week. And I think that they're not a good offense, and people are going to figure that out after this week.
Yeah, Washington just doesn't have the pieces. I mean, you lost Pierre Garçon. You lost DeSean Jackson. You just don't have many pieces in that Washington offense. With the Rams, you got Todd Gurley. You have all these pieces. You have Sammy Watkins season, and that offensive line is pretty good. It will hold up his protection. And Jared Goff is the only question for that team. Are we going to see the Jared Goff we saw last weekend? If we did, Rams win easily. If not, then it'll be a closer game. But either way, I have the Rams winning 27 to 13. I just don't feel good about Washington on either offense or defense.
Yeah, I have the Rams as well. A quick game here, just want the pick 'em is Carolina Buffalo. I'm gonna take Carolina, but I think it's gonna be close. If I had to pick a score line, I'd probably say Carolina 20, Buffalo 13.
I would agree with you. I think it's gonna be a. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be a 7-point game. I think it'll be about 20-10. I don't have enough trust in that Buffalo offense yet. I know you have Tyrod Taylor and LeSean Jackson. I went LeSean
They
McCoy.
played, they played, that gets underplayed. They played really well against, I get it that it's the Jets, but people thought that they were going to struggle against the Jets, and they moved the ball on them. And
Oh, yeah.
if you can dominate a team that you're supposed to dominate, sure, you're not going to be a playoff team, but I'm no longer convinced that they're one of the worst teams in the league. I think they're going to be definitely a bottom
Ten.
five, 5 to 10 team, but they aren't going to be bottom three.
Well, my thing with Buffalo, yes, I knew they weren't going to struggle against the Jets. The Jets are the worst team in football in the NFL. They are,
right?
In my opinion.
No argument here.
But I just don't see how the Bills beat the Panthers in Carolina. And it might be a 17-point game, but I'm going to go with 10 points to the Panthers side. I would be shocked if the Panthers lost this game. But that's not my lock of the week.
Okay. So we are going to go to Lions Giants now, and here's my question. What are the Lions? Like, we saw them all last year. They were this team with a bunch of fourth quarter magic and great comebacks, but then they dominated with their defense against Arizona. And let me tell you, I'm slowly but steadily falling in love with the way Matt Stafford is playing this year. His pocket presence is so improved. He has a great throwing motion. I mean, if he continues on the route that he played in week one, and I know this is a long way out, in my opinion, he'd be a dark horse candidate for the MVP. But I know it's a long way out, but if he keeps playing the way he played in week one, I think he could do that. He runs up against a very tough defense in the Giants, and the Giants are favored to win this game. That's why this is going to be my upset of the week. I am going to take the Detroit Lions over the New York Giants.
This is going to be kind of funny. That kind of leads me to my lock of the week. That New York Giant offense stinks. It's bad, especially without Odell. I think Odell is going to be out, and I'm going to take the Lions 21-6. And that's a lock. The Lions will win this football game.
Awesome. Two more. The quick one before we get to the biggest game of the week, for you at least. Jaguars, Titans. The Titans offense kind of struggled in week one. They run into a very good Jacksonville defense. Jacksonville obviously doesn't have a quarterback, but do you think Jacksonville can win this game with their defense? I'm going to say it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be low scoring, which is going to surprise people. The Titans offense is going to continue to kind of struggle, but if I had to pick a score line, I'd say Titans win the game 17-7.
That's fair. It's going to be a struggle, I would say that, because the Jaguars offense isn't good. I think they're going to get exposed some. I wasn't impressed. I mean, you won in Houston 29-0, but you got to remember, Houston does have a good offense, but look at who was playing that quarterback, Tom Savage. You picked him off. There you go. I mean, right now I'm going to say Titans win this in a close one. Yeah, the scoreline's tough for this game. I'm going to go with 19-16, but it's going to be a defensive game, I can say that. That Jaguars defense is maybe the most improved defense in the NFL this season.
And now your Thursday night recap. I know that we usually do this at the beginning, but this game honestly didn't warrant that much attention. If you're gone by now, good. I don't really even know what happened in this game. There are only a few words that I would use to describe this game. Putrid. Terrible, god awful, like watching a childbirthing film in a health class, to say uncomfortable and disturbing at the same time. This game made the movie It look like a children's book. If Donald Trump and Ed Grimley had a baby, it would be this game, worse than the state of our country. Those are only a few of the statements I would like to make about this game. I could go on for hours and hours and tell you how much I hate Thursday night football. I just posted a piece on Pro Sports Fandom. Go ahead at that. And I could rant forever, but it's nearly 10:30 at night here, and I am exhausted. I cannot muster the energy to talk about this game. The Texans won barely. Deshaun Watson had one good play, but through the rest of the game really struggled. Andy Dalton is not a good quarterback. He is not the Andy Dalton we saw in 2014. The Bengals offense was overrated in the preseason by me, especially. Joe Mixon, dude, you got to show up. Like, 9 carries for 36 yards? Are you kidding me? People were calling you the next explosive big thing. There's nothing to get excited about on this offense. Even AJ, like, I get it. AJ Green will make one or two spectacular catches a game. But in my opinion, this offense is just like the Giants offense. They have one big playmaker, and he makes one or two big plays a game. The difference here is that Bengals defense isn't good enough to carry them to victories, and AJ Green is nowhere close to the skill level of Odell Beckham Jr. That's all I have to say on that game. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Moving on to Sunday night.
All right. Well, I guess for the Thursday night game, there's not many takeaways. I agree with most of what you said, especially with how bad this game was. This game was the worst, probably going to be one of the worst games of the week, one of the most boring games of the week. It was terrible. But I did have one takeaway, and that's Deshaun Watson. He stayed away from the mistakes. I mean, you got...
Oh, please. Deshaun Watson is nothing. He made one spectacular play with his leg.
I'm not saying he's good. I'm saying he stayed away from the key mistakes, the key picks that lose you football games. I'm not saying he's going to be going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he's good. I'm just saying that he stayed away from the mistakes against a okay, at least, Cincinnati Bengals defense. Besides that, this game was absolute trash. I mean, the Bengals, you overrated the Bengals along with many other people. They haven't scored a touchdown yet this season. The only team not to score a touchdown yet. It's pretty sad. So pathetic. But I'll let you go ahead.
All right, I'll throw it back to you. Let's get to Sunday night. It's your team. What question do you have?
I have a question about not just Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers, but I'm gonna go a different route. I'm gonna take Atlanta. Do you think the offensive play calling will improve? Do you think Julio Jones will get the ball more, or will they throw the ball to him more? Thoughts on that?
I went back and watched that game against Chicago, and I get why you were concerned about that, but I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. It's only week one. I don't think it's time to go into panic mode yet on the team that set all kinds of offensive records last year. Matt Ryan.
I'm really concerned, but I'm going to hold the brakes. Wait. To see what we do against the Green Bay defense that we all know they got torched last season in the
championship.
So I'm gonna wait, hold the brace, see what happens. But I'm really concerned, and if they lose this football game, it'll be because of the offensive coordinator difference between Kyle Shanahan and Steve Sarkisian.
Well, you're obviously very passionate about this game because I didn't quite finish my point yet there. But Julio Jones is going to get a lot more touches. I think that he's going to get thrown to a lot more. I'd expect Austin Hooper to be a bigger part of the game plan. I know that people are saying, oh, he's slow and bad. He's a good receiving threat at tight end. I think they're going to use him. For me, I think this is going to be a shootout. I think the Falcons defense is going to get one or two key sacks on Aaron Rodgers, maybe force a turnover. And I got the Falcons winning this thing 38-27.
I have the Green Bay Packers winning this game 30-27. I just don't I'm not sold on that Atlanta offense anymore.
Alrighty. Well, we have one last big announcement, and Chris, I'll let you make it.
I don't have the guy's name.
Oh, well, this is embarrassing, but I do believe his name. Why don't you just talk a little bit about the giveaway while I pull this up for a moment?
Yeah, we can always cut this part out. Well, this giveaway, we announced it about a month ago that we were giving away a $25 NFL.com gift card. We had about 56 retweets. It got pretty good. This is basically for fans to be able to buy their favorite team's hat or whatever they want for their team. It's just us showing appreciation for you watching and supporting us over the past 2 months as we get going.
Yeah, and the grand winner of that giveaway is, I want to say Gypsy Ginger Brewer 19 on Twitter. Thank you very much, dude. You have won this. We will DM you through the Endzone Twitter account and let you know the details on how to get the card from us. If not, if you aren't listening, I don't know why you wouldn't be listening, but go ahead and give this a listen once we shout you out on Twitter and see your name in all the glory. Go give him a follow on Twitter, and that'll do it. I think that this has been an insightful episode at best, if not a tired one. Maybe not one of the top 10 episodes, but sometimes you just got to grind through them and keep going and get ready for week 3. So we will see you back here next week, Chris.
This is going to be a good week of football, guys. Thanks.
Stay tuned to our Twitters, of course. You can follow Chris at ChrisPSF, me at Eric18Utah, and EndzonePod at EndzonePod. We'll all have some kind of tweet or analysis about the game this weekend, and sometimes they're kind of fun. All right. Peace out, guys.